This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. What is your mission, Saquon Barkley?
Be consistent.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Barkley! There it is, 23-yard explosion.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
When I look back on the end of the season, I'll be happy with how things played off.
Barkley across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Texans running back Joe Mixon, coming up, comedian Jeff Dunham, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this very busy Friday. We chopped up that Week 11 kickoff. Week 11, man. Week 11 kickoff of the 2024 season on Prime Video last night. Hopefully you all caught it right here on the Roku portal. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Jeff Dunham is making his way to this here studio. Lots of memory lane stuff. We had Kevin Pollak on this show a couple weeks ago talking about his first Tonight Show appearance with Johnny Carson. Apparently Jeff Dunham's first Tonight Show appearance was... The other guests were Bob Hope and B.B. King.
Whoa.
Isn't that a good one?
That's cool.
I know. You know? And
what was the first talk show that you ever did?
First talk show I ever did.
Was it The Daily Show way back in the day?
First, like, as a panel guest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Rich Eisen.
I think I did the midnight version of Carson Daly's show a couple times first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
I did that with Carson Daly way back in the day, man. Long ass time ago. And then I did the Daily Show, which I talked about with Ronnie Chang the other day. God, I just never want to see that again. I would love to flush that down the toilet. Not even my friends, when I went back to the green room, were like, hey, great job. Like, they couldn't even.
Who came with you? Do you remember?
One of my buddies from high school and grade school.
Yeah.
An agent who became a friend, but who never did become my agent. They were there.
Yeah.
They couldn't even put on a good face. And I'm like, oh no, that happened. At any rate, it's a much better day.
Yeah.
We're in year 11 of the Rich Eisen Show.
Better day now.
Kicking off week 11, TJ Jefferson hanging amongst all the balloons. I don't think the balloons are going to last the weekend. So.
Oh, they're definitely not.
No, it's over.
The good.
I'm glad I had a good run.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. I believe our longtime friend Jeff in Detroit just chimed in. We always pop him up. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, sir?
What's going on, fellas? Listen, first of all, I'd like to thank you for connecting me with Calvin Johnson. I had a chance to chauffeur him home. He remembered me from the show. We came best of friends, and it's all because of Uncle Rich.
Whoa.
It's all because of Uncle Rich.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Did you talk about... Hey, Jeff, hold on.
Were you ready to say, sir?
Yeah. Did you talk about his side business, Jeff?
Yes, we did. He was putting me up on game about everything he had going on, and...
Okay, good.
You know, I partake, so I was very interested in what we were talking about. I said, yes, having a green thumb in these days is pretty good, my guy. This week has been super. TJ getting his flowers, speaking of green thumbs and all of the below. Brockman's overreaction. Hey, listen, what the football with Dan Patrick and your wife and Amy, that was all. Listen, I thank you for bringing so much content to the air, man.
Thanks, bud.
Listen, I got a question for you, Unc.
Yes, sir.
Which dumpster fire, fuck all my cousins, you know, you and all the cousins.
Yes.
Which dumpster fire currently is burning the brightest, the Jets, the Cowboys, or the Bears?
That's interesting.
Jets.
Yeah, the Jets are on an interim head coach. Yeah, I mean, nothing's more dumpster fiery than an interim head coach.
And they have no future at quarterback.
I mean, but if we're talking brightest, then it's obviously the Cowboys because of the sun.
Because of the sunlight. Yeah, that actually sparked. There's no fire. There's no actually the Cowboys were the kindling, and then the sun came in, like, you know, and then Mike
sparked. Yeah,
the magnified glass that ant.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But look, we're on our second and third quarterback, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, we're on our second and third quarterback.
That's what's going to happen right there.
Oh, by the way, Chris, your overreaction Monday subject matter of Jared Goff is the weakest link of the Super Bowl run. That clanked around the good old city of Detroit, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to go in Detroit.
Yeah, man. Come on, Chris. Come on. Listen.
I just encourage everyone to reread the name of the segment before they cast dispersions. Just read the name of the segment.
Hey, Jeff,
it's an overreaction.
Jeff, are you saying his Detroit privileges are being revoked right now?
No.
Am I not welcome back?
He is my man. He came to the city. They loved you guys, man. he got a pass still.
All right, bet.
That's right.
He's speaking what's on his heart. And if it's one thing about Chris Brockman, he going to stand on it. It don't matter who's saying what.
That's right.
He's going to stand on what he believes. So I got to appreciate him for that.
And then on top of it, and thanks for the call, Jeff. If there's any problems, Jeff and Calvin will just spread the love and everyone will be more welcoming.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know.
No. Drop it. I already made too many references. It's time for What's More Likely.
Oh.
And it's brought to you by and presented by our friends at BMW. Hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher. What's More Likely presented by BMW. What's up?
Happy Friday, everybody. You guys good?
We're good.
Jay Philly, great to see you, man.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, these two teams played last night. What's more likely, the Eagles finish as the NFC one seed or the Commanders miss the playoffs?
Oh, I'll go Eagles finish as the one seed. We just kind of established last, I guess we kind of cannibalized your first subject matter at the end of last hour. The Commanders 7-4. They were 7-2 5 days ago, and then the Keystone State, you know, keyed them up. But home for Dallas, home for Tennessee, a bye, and hopefully then Jaden Daniels can get a little bit healthier. At New Orleans, home for Philly, home for Atlanta, at Dallas. I think that's four wins. At least. That's 11 dubs. That's the playoffs. So,
yeah, like we said,
I don't think they're missing it.
Yeah, 10 makes it.
And the Eagles, because again, Detroit has another game against Green Bay, a home game against Buffalo, both against Chicago, and then a game at San Francisco on a Monday night, and then a final game against Minnesota that I think Minnesota's going to need.
They could lose two or three of those, maybe.
That's why I'm saying Philadelphia does have a legit shot at a one seed. Man, Philly and Detroit don't play each other. That would be a heck of an NFC Championship game, would it not?
It would be.
With all due respect to every other franchise that would love to play in it.
Feels like we're headed for
it. So, yeah, I think Commanders don't miss the playoffs. It's more likely that the Eagles, who are just a half game behind the Lions, are the one seed at the end of the day. What else, Chris?
Okay, Rich, I think this might be the game of the week, in my opinion. Ravens, Steelers, can't wait for this one. What's more likely, Derrick Henry goes for 150 and two touchdowns, or Russell Wilson stays cooking 303 touchdowns for Russ?
I'd go 303 touchdowns for Russ. That's a stout Steelers D, pal. And the Ravens defense, even what Marlon Humphrey said
after the Thursday night game, even he's like, yeah, we got to figure out how to take what we're seeing in practice and put it into actual practice on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Russ isn't known for those 303 touches.
While. He's looked great the first three games.
It's more likely that Russell does that than Derrick Henry just looks right at Cam Hayward and says, I'm running right at you. Runs away from T.J. Watt.
He could have like an 80-yard
run. Patrick Queen, by the way, this
is
Patrick Queen's first shot at his former team and vice versa. Damn, this is in a what a game.
This is a great game. I'm really excited for this one.
What else, Chris?
Here we go, Rich. Let's talk about our teams real quick. 3-7 AFC East team to play spoiler this weekend. Jets or Patriots?
I'll go Jets, man. I think the Rams are going to bounce back. I like the Rams, man.
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, when the offense
Rams
is
are
clicking.
Rams are a better team than the Colts. Stafford's a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So, come on now. That's the way I'm going. That's the way I'm working it. The Rams have a better shot at winning their road game than the Colts do. So, I'll take the Jets as a spoiler. Spoil what, though? What are we spoiling? Playoff hopes.
Playoff hopes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just wondering what's being spoiled.
Yeah, playoff hopes.
Your hopes of getting Travis Hunter, is that being spoiled? Oof. Is that what we're talking about? I think that's already spoiled.
I think it's already gone. We got to say goodbye to Mr. Hunter, sadly. God, I really wanted that dude. He's so good.
What else?
Embattled quarterback, more likely to have the better bounce back performance this week. Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson.
I'm going to go Caleb Williams. All right, Caleb, I'm addressing you straight through the camera lens. Radio audience, I'm staring right down the lens at Caleb Williams and saying, Caleb, you are feeling something you haven't felt maybe in your entire life. You're feeling the aroma. A failure. You're not a failure. You know what you are? You're a kid just trying to figure out this grown-ass man's game, and it's not coming to you as easily as you thought, and it's time for you to put your foot down, similar to the way you did in Washington, D.C., in Virginia in that fourth quarter, that you had a game one to go 5-2, and the Hail Mary ruined it all. Saw four touchdowns in London. Let's chime like Big Ben. Let's do this thing for the Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers. And Anthony Richardson, I have no idea what he's picked up while he's been sat down. I have no idea. That's a total blank slate. Yep. At least I know Caleb has bounced back before. He's going to have to bounce back.
The Bears.
What else?
I like that one. Here we go with this one. 2-7 team to get an upset win on the road. Browns or Raiders?
I'll go Browns. I could see Jameis going back into the Superdome and eating a W. Can't you?
I can.
You see Nick Chubb doing his thing?
I can. That would be my pick too, Browns.
Okay.
Yeah,
I kind of see that. Although this is exactly the game the Raiders win.
Right.
Like going to Baltimore week three.
I still don't know how that happened.
Or week two. Week two. Go to Baltimore week two. Lose to Jim Harbaugh, beat John. Early window next following week. How the hell did that happen? That's one of those head scratchers.
Miami's looked good since Tua's been back. I mean, I know they got unlucky the first 2 weeks, but then they looked really good against the Rams.
Let me just say another thing straight down the camera lens. Tua. That's a grown condor. Do not hold on to it. Do not try to tackle anybody if it's picked. Do not do anything other than get rid of it and live for the next down, please. What else, Chris, over there?
All right, let's talk running backs here. This guy's been really cooking, and one guy is back and looked great last week. Dominant running back with more total yards, Bijan Robinson or Christian McCaffrey?
I'm going to go San Francisco's Christian McCaffrey. That's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey, who's playing his first game back in front of the home fans. I think the Broncos defense is a heck of a lot more consistently difficult to do anything against than Seattle's. How does that sound?
That sounds right.
Christian's home. Bijan's not.
Yep.
Denver's defense better than Seattle's, or at least consistently better. And McCaffrey's home for the first time since coming back, and there's going to be a lot of foghorns going on. So, you know what I mean? By the way, that's my foghorn imitation.
Not to be confused with foghorn. Leghorn,
not leghorn.
Of course.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
All right, a couple more. More likely to be a Monday headline. Chiefs eke out a win to stay unbeaten, or Bills have a path to the AFC one seed.
More likely Monday headline. Oh, Chiefs eke out a win to stay unbeaten. That's all they've been doing all year long.
Is winning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then after this, if the Chiefs get through this one, that next step might be champagne pops and stuff like that in Miami. That may be one of them. So keeping them corked. I think the Chiefs win it. I'm going to choose them on game day morning. Sorry, Mike Hoskins and all of Western New York Bills Mafia and all that business. Dalton Kincaid being out is definitely not a lot of fun to hear.
He hasn't been doing much.
I got to be honest. All right, very good. And so, and that's exactly why the Bills keep winning, because anytime you think they don't have enough,
yeah. But no Kincaid, no Keon Coleman. You know, obviously behind the eight ball there.
What else? Josh Allen is 3-0 his last three regular season against the Chiefs, though.
What was that?
Said he's 3-0 in his last three regular season.
Got it.
And this is a regular season.
Win
game.
A real game, Josh Allen. Are you for real or not?
Win a real game. Do you know what the number's going to be on CBS on Sunday?
High.
Very. Sort of like Jeff and Calvin.
good for Jeff. All right, last one. More likely to be
that's
the
a little shout out to
higher
Jeff,
total. Higher total, guys. Burrow Chase combined yards. Or Chargers total yards by themselves as a team. Burrow and Chase against the Chargers.
I'm taking Chargers total yards. Come on.
They had 640 last week.
I know.
Okay.
This is a hardball defense. Here we go.
They're finally playing a real quarterback.
You know what? This is one of the many reasons why I put this on my top five games I'm looking forward to seeing the most. But I'll take Chargers defense. Jesse Minter's dialing it up.
He's going to be a head coach next year somewhere, right?
Next year. That's a quick turnaround. That's quick. That's just 1 year. That's it. All you got to do is do 1 year and suddenly you're going to start getting hired.
I don't know. If they go 11-5, why not?
I don't know. And now we should stop talking in this cadence. I have no idea.
Fair.
But there we go.
All right.
You think we need one more?
Oh, my God. What?
All right, we'll get one more.
That's such a surprise.
There's one more? Guys, what's more likely? And this is just for us, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul, or Juan Soto signs with a non-New York team?
I'll go Juan Soto signs with a non-New York team. That's more likely. See, I can be realistic, Chris. I can look straight.
I can look right at you. To not be realistic here. Just say Mike Tyson.
I would love to see Mike Tyson knock out Jake Paul this evening. It would be great to be wrong here. You know,
come on,
go ahead,
Mike.
And say it, Jay. You want to say it with your stupid hat? Go ahead
and say
it.
He's coming to L.A. We had this talk. You guys all said Otani. Going to one of you guys, and I went, he's going to go to L.A., and you guys all, shut up, Jason.
Did we ever tell him to shut up?
I think shut up is strong.
I just called his hat stupid.
Multiple times actually told him to shut up, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Like
that's so off-brand for you.
No, on more than one occasion.
Like we said before, it's better when you don't talk, Jay.
Well, he's coming to L.A.
How can they afford him? Oh, yeah, so they'll pay Otani a little 2080.
Very good. That was
do it for us, Mike.
That was What's More Likely, presented by BMW. Unleash your electric side with BMW's all-electric lineup. With a legacy of dynamic performance and engineering that pushes the limits, there's electric, and then there's the ultimate electric driving machine. Jeff Dunham's in our green room. Let's bring him out, man. This can be fun. Yeah. One of the most popular comics in America, if not the Planet's Jeff Dunham when we come back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by for a radio audience. Jeff Dunham is here. We just saw a very funny clip from Jeff Dunham's Scrooge Up holiday special, available on Prime Video right here on Roku as well, starting next week.
I'm excited. Stuff, this is my first one on Amazon. But you know what I wanted? They didn't get. They used to do this. They used to put guys' pictures on the tape on all the packages when they had specials or shows.
Yeah.
And I got in right when they quit doing that. I'm like, come on, man! I want the tape.
The tape.
They put your picture and advertise the special on the tape.
Yeah. Man, I guess let's start by hitting the Wayback Machine because I just love your story and how you got started and how you became. One of the biggest stand-up comics that are out there. And I know, you know, your dream was what, to go on Johnny Carson?
Oh, I started ventriloquism as a little kid. I was 8 years old, got my first dummy. And, it was easy starting out because you're a little kid and it's cute making a doll talk. And, but when I graduated from high school, I'd already started doing Kiwanis clubs and a few corporate gigs and stuff. But my goal when I graduated
Was this in Texas?
Yeah, Richardson. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't even talk about football. Forget it. Anyway.
We'll get to that.
Moving on.
Speaking of dummies. Okay, sorry. My bad.
What's happening there? Anyway, so I had a 10-year goal when I graduated from high school to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And I went to Baylor University, and being a senior was the best 3 years of my life. So I was there too long. But I finally graduated in 86 and moved out here in 88. And I doing shows all those years, never had a normal job. That was it.
Yeah.
And there's long story short, finally, after many... I auditioned for The Tonight Show with a guy named Jim McCauley, who booked all the comics on The Tonight Show for Carson. I auditioned for him 9 times.
Nine? Wow. When you say auditioned, was he watching you in a
he
comedy
would
club?
He'd come to the club and see me. The worst was I moved out there in September of 88. And I've been doing my shows forever, so I was really good at doing shows. But... I was not used to the comedy club audience, to the real audience. I was doing, like I said, church banquets and stuff, very forgiving audiences. Yes. But when you follow Seinfeld at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, you damn well better be funny.
That's what you were doing?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and at the improvs, the Melrose Improv, eat you up and spit you out if you're not funny. Mm-hmm. And following the biggest guys in the business. And here I was with a doll, you know, telling jokes and making, you know, multiple voices at once. Who cares? And after following those guys and not doing too well.
Yeah.
I realized if I'm going to go toe-to-toe with these guys, I'm going to have to be just as funny as they are. Mm-hmm. And then the stigma of being a ventriloquist was, you know, that was bad enough. I was a prop comic. So I was fighting an uphill battle, and many doors slammed in my face. But let me get to the Tonight Show thing.
Sure.
So the Tonight Show, Jim McCauley came and saw me and said, oh, my gosh, this is great. You know, you're ready. He'd seen me a couple of times before, like in 86. And he said, you're ready. Well, this will be great. So you're going to be in TV Guide and the whole thing.
TV Guide.
And so yeah. It was 2 weeks before Christmas. It was going to be like on the, I can't remember what day it was, of 88. And I went, flew back to Dallas, bought the $2,000 suit, called all the relatives, all the friends, family. And he said, I'm going to come see you the night before just to give you a couple of tips to make sure you're ready. I mean, everybody knew I was going to be on, everybody. So he came to see me at the Comedy and Magic Club, and he left before I was finished.
Oh, no.
And Roseanne Barr was there. And I don't care what you say about Roseanne Barr. She was as sweet to me as any person on the planet. She goes, nah, Jim just leaves early. This was when she was up and coming, too. She was, like, getting ready to do her third spot. She goes, nah, sometimes he leaves early. You were great. It's going to be okay. And then the next day, when I was supposed to tape the Tonight Show that afternoon, Jim called me. He said, Jeff, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. You're just not ready.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
Get out of here.
So that it had been 8 years. Since I set that goal from high school, and he said, you know, so literally the rug ripped out from under me. And to make matters worse, the person that they put in my place to take my spot at last minute was a girl named Merry Christmas, and he booked her because her name was Merry Christmas.
Not because of her material.
No, she wasn't a comic. She was just a girl named Merry Christmas, and that's who took my place. And talk about
lump of coal. That's what that is.
Yeah. And you know what? Those things are great in life, though, because you are either the kind of person that says, F you, I'm going to come back and fight, or, wow, I need another job. So which kind of person are you? So I just got angry and kept doing shows. I auditioned for McCauley 9 times, got 8 no's. No. Finally, on the 9th time, I said, okay. And as you said earlier, I heard you say earlier, it was a Friday night. It was a dream show. Friday night was Carson's night. It was a Friday night.
Yeah.
The other two guests were Bob Hope and B.B. King. The audience was hot. I went out there, and Freddie DeCordova, who was the show's producer, he said, during rehearsal, he goes, don't you have another dummy besides Peanut was the guy I was using, the little purple guy. And he goes, don't you have another dummy? I go, yeah, his name's Walter. He goes, yeah. Do you have Walter with you? I'm like, yeah. He says, put him behind the couch. I said, for what? He says, in case what? In case Johnny calls you over. I go, this is my first time. No comic ever goes to the couch the first time. He goes, just trust me. I think Johnny's going to love you. And sure enough, did really well at that time in my career. I look at the tape now and I kind of cringe. But I did really well, and then the stage manager waves me to the couch, and you can see on my face this look of like, I got to go talk to that guy. And as Letterman called it once, it's like talking to the guy on the $5 bill. What am I going to say to Johnny Carson? I got, you know, how's the family? What am I going to say?
Right.
So I go over there. I hemmed it hard.
Real quick, was Bob Hope sitting on the couch as well?
Because Bob Hope, right? He always says, I got to go. I got things to do.
Okay, yeah, so he was gone.
Okay. B.B. King was sitting there, though. And I have a great picture of B.B. King sitting there and Ed McMahon sitting there and Johnny and Walt. But anyway, Walter was behind the couch.
Yeah.
And I pulled Walter out and I said, Walter, you know where we are? He goes, yeah, I don't give a damn. I said, Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Well, la di da. And he looked at Johnny and he goes, oh, that's my wife's first husband. Yeah. And he looks at Ed McMahon. Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse
thing?
Yeah. He looked over at Ed McMahon and he goes, don't you have some envelopes to lick? You know, it's that kind of crap. So I just picked on him and Johnny loved it. And I went back 5 times. It was great.
5
times. It was fun. Yeah. So
what was that moment like for you when you walked back through that colored curtain?
Though? After that first time,
yeah.
I walked backstage and my agent was there and he goes, you know, your life is never going to be the same.
No kidding.
Yeah. And because that was at the time where that late night show, when you did well, your career was off and running. And
on a Friday night too. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So just real quick, who were you going to be on with had you not been bumped by Merry Christmas.
I don't even remember.
You remember that?
No, they talk about a low point. You know, look, when you're that age, how old was I? That was in 1990, so I was, what, 20, I can't do math, 28 years old. So, you know, if you hadn't been married, if a parent hadn't died, if a sibling hadn't died, you know, I had really had nothing really bad happen in my life. That was literally just the career-wise, of course. It was the lowest, most depressing, terrible thing. It's like getting ready to go to the Super Bowl and somebody taps you on the shoulder right as you're walking on the field and goes, you're not going to.
I once was looking for my first job in television. Mm-hmm. By the way, Jeff Dunham here on the show, just to quickly swap stories with you. Mm-hmm. And so I, what you kind of had to do was road trip and go to the places you were trying to work at.
Right.
And show up.
Right.
Just show up with your tape in your hand and make sure you weren't showing up like during the news hour, because the news director would look at you saying, you don't know my operation very well. I'm busy. I'm not going to see you right now. So there was one spot that was getting started in upstate New York. I'm from Staten Island originally. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get a job there.
Right.
And it was going to be like a 24/7, you know, local cable operation in the state capital of New York in Albany. And I went up there, and the a return address of the letter that I got back saying they received my tape wound up being somebody's house. I swear to you, Jeff Dunham. Right. I swear to you. I'm dressed in a suit and tie.
Right.
Thinking I'm going to wind up at a place of business. Instead, I'm knocking on somebody's door. And I wind up being led into a living room.
Right.
And the person who I'm needing to see was indisposed. If you remember All in the Family, it was like a flush from upstairs.
Right.
The guy was in the toilet.
Wow.
Came in. You could hear somebody say, you know, this is Rich Eisen. He's looking for a job. I thought I was going to crush this because how enterprising that I wind up in this man's living room, right?
Right.
I want this gig.
Right.
And he looks at me. He says, I don't have any time for this S. I don't take walk-ins, kid, and slam the door in my face.
Wow.
And that was my lowest moment.
Right.
And I had the same thing that you did, which is like, F this guy.
Right.
F this guy.
Right.
I did, you know, like stare at the ceiling for a little bit, but.
Right. Yep.
You know, it's an amazing sort of fight or flight situation.
And then also that kind of anger is, do you point it in the right direction? Like I could have been, so many guys hated Jim McCauley because he wouldn't book them. But I'm like, no, this guy is there because for a reason. Mm. Carson respects him. So yeah. I'm going to listen to what he says. And do what he says, because I knew that was my ticket to, you know, to pushing this career a little further than I hoped it would.
Jeff Dunham here on the Rich Eisen Show again. Scrooged Up holiday special is going to be available on Prime Video starting Tuesday next week, November 19th. You've got some artificial intelligence tour dates as well. New Orleans, Pensacola, Savannah, Pikeville, Kentucky, and then Vegas on December 8th. What's your first Vegas story? You got a good one?
First time
you're in Vegas?
Oh man. So when Bud Friedman was had the improv chain.
Sure.
The Vegas improv was not part of the normal chain. So he was in business with what was the casino? I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a tiny little room, and we did 3 shows a night, 7 days a week.
Jeez.
21 shows.
Wow.
Right. And so years later, Bud presented me with one of the canceled checks. So for 21 shows, I got paid $512. Yeah, so that was pretty amazing. And they wouldn't, the Riviera Hotel, and which is of course now gone, but they wouldn't even put us in a room in the hotel. We had to stay in the Como Motel, which was this really horrible hourly hotel right next to the Riviera.
So who was the regular in the Riviera at the time, do you remember? Who played the Riviera? I think
it was a show called Splash. That was it.
I love stories like this. Who's the comic that gave you the best advice in your career?
Wow.
Jeff.
Oh, boy. You know what? When I was growing up, the best advice is just listening to the comedy. And growing up when I was a kid, the only albums my mother would let me have because they were clean was...
Alan Sherman?
No, that would be Bill Cosby.
He did work clean.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
He was clean.
Little did we know. I mean, he was a storyteller, and it was amazing.
No Richard Pryor albums in your house?
No Richard Pryor albums in the house. And one of Cosby's special, Bill Cosby, Myself, I think that was the name of it. That's what got him the television show, the sitcom.
Right.
And that was him in front of a curtain with a microphone and a stool. And it was just brilliant material. And again, this is what he did was absolutely unbelievably horrible, unforgivable. But the comedy was brilliant.
I love it.
Yep.
So are you a Cowboy fan?
Of course. And that's the only fan I am. See, when I was growing up, my parents, I still am an only child. My parents made me play every single sport.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up with same house from when I was 18 months old until I moved out when I went to Baylor when I was 18. Same house, same friends, same street, everything, same, school district, everybody was the same. So I had the same group of friends and they made me play on baseball. They made me play soccer. They made me play basketball. And I was horrible at every one of them. If there were 10 guys chosen at school for a game, I would be chosen. I would be number 8. Never the last, but always number 8.
Okay.
Because it was always the bigger guy, the guy that had no athletic ability whatsoever. Sure. The fat guy. He would be chosen last. So, so I was terrible at everything. The only thing I wanted to play that they would not let me play was football. And now that's the only sport I pay attention to.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Is it true that when you were doing gigs starting out, like, one of the people in the audience was Roger Staubach?
Oh, I was doing it was a banquet for a camp that I worked at during the summer or attended during the summer. And they wanted me to come and it was for a bunch of businessmen. They were raising money and Roger Staubach was there. And it was one of the seasons that was so. And I had the dummy on. I was fearless. I don't know what I was thinking. But the dummy's on stage and I go, we have some guests here tonight, today. And they go like, who? Like Roger Staubach. And he goes, oh, he's at the banquet. I guess you wouldn't be bothering out practicing today.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. 12-year-old kid picking on Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Damn.
I know. I don't know how I'm here today.
You had some gumption, Jeff Dunham.
Oh, there was that one year doing Cleveland. I did the same joke. It was the other Cleveland Browns before they got sold and came back. So it was years ago in the early 90s, I guess. Two giant linebackers, two African-American guys. I can't remember their names. They were in the front row and drinking beer. And the dummies just, it was Walter, I think, and turned to him and said the same joke. Good to think you guys are here tonight. And I guess you couldn't be out practicing. And, of course, the club just erupted. And these guys just spit beer out laughing. They were good sports. But what the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. You're doing comedy, man.
I guess, yeah.
You only know one speed is the phrase from the sports world that.
And I think it's coming back now. I think the woke thing's going away, and we can get back to doing what we used to do. I hope. I feel like I can say Merry Christmas now. Is that bad?
We've said it here for 10, 11 years.
Yeah. I'll say Happy Kwanzaa. I'll say Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, I don't care.
Me too.
Say whatever we want. It's like it's just fine.
I'm with you.
Nobody's hurting anybody.
Well, just don't say Merry Christmas, right?
Oh,
not around
that's the
you.
Wrong Mary. I wonder where she is now. Not on your show. I'm with Rich. What's she doing? She's playing with her kids.
Don't know where she is. Damn, man. That was a gut punch, but you're clearly through all that. They're
And
cool,
you got it. I tell my kids that. I have three grown daughters and the two little boys now, 9 years old, like I said. And I tell them, I go, I do not want you to have an easy life. I want you to have a healthy life.
Yeah.
But you got to get knocked down sometimes. You got to have that failure. You have to. It's like, look at the generation we have now that are all, it's too snowflakey. They need some problems to, you have to have some bad circumstance. As a comedian, you have to go through some garbage. There's no such thing as a really great comedian who's hasn't had garbage in his life.
Okay,
life.
So then before I let you go, who's that one comic then when you were again starting, you said you were opening up for Seinfeld? I mean, who's a guy that you, or lady, that you were part of with and you were like, okay, I know that person's going somewhere. Then they wound up somewhere.
Ah,
you got that one, Jeff?
That's a tough one. I opened for this one. Okay. Julio Iglesias. How about that?
You opened for Julio Iglesias.
So this is in Vegas, right? This is my second gig in Vegas.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about your question. I don't know who it was.
That's fine. I will take any Julio Iglesias story.
I love Louis Black, by the way. Louis Black is one of my favorite comics ever.
He has been here, and as a matter of fact, he left us a button that's over there that we cannot press while we're on the air.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's nice. I love Louis Black.
Hit the button on your way out. You'll hear his voice.
Okay. I was coming out of Fox Studios once in New York, and he was coming out too. And I said, "Oh my gosh, Louis, I love you. Can I have a picture with you?" And I feel like I think he knew who I was, but the picture, he looks a little bewildered. He either hates me or had no idea who I was. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea. But by the way, I have his tour bus now.
Oh, really?
He was leasing a tour bus, and I bought it. I didn't know it was his until later. They told me it was. Anyway, so okay, so in Vegas, I don't know how this happened, but my agent booked me to be the opening act for Julio Iglesias. Now, if you've never been to Julio Iglesias' show, I would say 10% of the audience's native tongue is English.
Mm-hmm.
So, what better place to put a comedian who has a dummy in front of an audience that barely speaks English? It was the worst gig ever, but I opened for him like 8 times.
So he asked you back.
I guess he wanted somebody that sucked so he would look better. I'm not sure.
You always you don't want to be the guy after the guy, right? Like you don't like have somebody that's a little bit less than.
Oh boy, it's funny, it's man. I've followed guys that you can't follow and it's not fun.
Jeff Dunham's Scrooged Up Holiday Special, available on Prime Video starting Tuesday next week. And, of course, Prime Video is available right here on the Roku portal.
I think of my 13 specials, this is my most family-friendly. Oh, it's completely different. It's about Scrooge and the whole story there. And it's me. It's a little bit different. My wife came up with the idea of doing that movie, A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And she said, look at your guys. It's easy. You can figure it out. That's a great idea. Let's try and sell that movie. And then I thought, wait, for my next special, how about if it's me trying to convince the guys of who they should be in A Christmas Carol? So that's what it is. This whole show is me casting, trying to convince my guys of who they should play in the movie.
Fantastic. And it starts next Tuesday. You can start streaming it right here on the Roku portal through Prime Video. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Well, I'm happy to meet the best dad ever.
You know what? If you come at the best dad ever, just don't miss. That's all I ask.
Awesome.
You know, nice to meet you.
Rich, thanks for having me.
Jeff Dunham, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back to wrap it in a sec. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Let's talk LinkedIn, people. And small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
What's your favorite
Morgan Freeman movie? Shawshank Redemption, 7, Unforgiven, Driving Miss Daisy, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Those.
All of them. Gotta pick one.
I gotta pick one.
Life's about making decisions, Morgan.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Why do you choose that one?
So far away from me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't see that character when I look at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I just see me. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. You, so you became someone else?
Well, I wait a minute.
Okay.
Bit of a caveat here.
Okay.
Because Clint Eastwood, being one of my favorite directors and acting partners, Million Dollar Baby was pretty good.
Well, I mean, you won the Oscar for that one, for Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, that's right.
That is true. Yeah. Although Unforgiven, to me, I've been talking about it the last 2 hours. That's a perfect movie, Morgan.
Perfect movie.
I mean, from beginning to end, what was it like working with Gene Hackman in that film?
And Gene's one of the masters. He's so believable. We had a scene in Unforgiven where he had me tied to the bars in the jail, mm-hmm. and he was beating me and questioning me. And he came up in one scene and whispered in my ear, "I'm going to ask you some questions. Same questions that I asked whoever that was. And if your answers don't match up, I'm going to hurt you." I believed him.
Man, fun, man. We had Morgan Freeman here. Pretty cool. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. If you are in the market for a new bed, consider stopping by a Sleep Number store, because they can assess your body's pressure points, recommend a bed at every price point that's just right for you. And it's just right for all your couples out there, because you get to set your side of the bed to the mattress firmness that you're looking for, that you like, and your partner can do the same on their side of the bed. It's awesome. So, if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store. Fun stuff right there. That's now two Johnny Carson stories we've gotten over the last 2 weeks. Listen, I know there's a generation that doesn't know about Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But to that generation, I will say, once upon a time, there just were three networks. That's it. One of them, at night, had the best talk show host that was ever created.
The GOAT.
And it was Johnny Carson. And then Letterman came along, right?
And if you made it on Carson, onto the couch.
Oh, my God.
That pretty much solidified the fact that you were now a star.
You're a made man.
Minted, yeah.
One right. thing to do, stand up, that was great. But if when he invited you to sit down.
And there was no phones, no social media, like you saw it live. Yeah. That's it. There weren't reruns, pretty much.
I can't believe all you guys stayed up till 11:30 p.m.
Well, there used to be, again, when you watch movies in the 70s and 80s and the 90s also, it would set the time of night for a scene if you're sitting at home watching Johnny Carson. Somebody's sitting watching, and there's a movie scene. Right. You heard the Tonight Show theme on the background. You knew that it was what time it was in the movie. Mm-hmm. At any rate. Fun stuff right there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's see if let's sneak in one more phone call right here. Let's go to Adam in Maryland. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up?
Adam.
Number is 65.
What's up?
I said, to help with the ad read, my sleep number is 65. Okay. I highly recommend
it. Oh, look at you. Well, well done. Very, very good, Adam. Well done. What's on your mind?
It's been bugging me for a while now, and I've got an NBA comparison for Lamar Jackson, because I've had to sit through the, oh, he's Harden, oh, he's Embiid. No, he's another guy who, when he came in, was phenomenal, nothing we'd ever seen before, but he didn't quite have the help, you know.
Iverson?
Get some, no, close. Got to get some players, maybe, you know, change a coach around or two, and then, you know, he gets further and further. But
Jordan?
He runs into some... Veteran, you read my mind. He's Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the 80s, and we're switching into the 90s now.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
You read my mind.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam in Maryland, right there. I mean, that's some high praise. We need to see some titles out of him pretty damn fast for that to happen. Got to see some titles.
For as great as I feel Lamar is, that's a tough comp with Mike.
Starting right now, who wins more titles the rest of their career, Lamar
Mahomes
or Pat?
Mahomes.
Starting right now.
Right now.
So Mahomes is, they're both at zero.
Yeah.
You're still going to take him.
Yeah, I am.
Interesting.
I am.
I'm not picking a side. I'm just asking.
No, I understand that. I will take Patrick Mahomes. He has shown that he has the stuff to do it when it's all on the line. And I'm still waiting to see that from Lamar.
This is his best team.
No doubt.
This is his best team.
Well, 22 has changed everything.
This is Lamar's best team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Best team. Best.
Derrick Henry.
Defense is not.
I
got it.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Not the best overall team.
This is not a team that where you're wondering where's the offense going to come from. What if Lamar has an off day?
Not going to only run it six times in the AFC Championship game.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's tough to say anything but Mahomes or put your marker on him.
Especially when, if you're going to use a Jordan comparison, to Mahomes is there. I'd have to lean more to him.
How about this idea? And we might talk about
Mahomes plays more like Bird.
How about this idea? And we might say it on Monday, guys. Buffalo's the last team that can prevent Kansas City from going into the playoffs undefeated. At Carolina, home for Vegas, home for the Chargers, at Cleveland, home for Houston.
At Pittsburgh. At Pittsburgh. That could be for the one seed, to be honest.
At Denver.
You never know.
If they get past Buffalo, they're 10-0.
Well, they're going to rattle off.
They're going to rattle off a couple more. We're going to see a deep undefeated run. By the way,
very possible.
When I said that they were going to three-peat, I didn't see an undefeated dozen, at least, maybe.
No, because you thought that maybe they'd slip up at San Francisco or maybe against the Chargers or something.
Or something like what was happening last week. Denver comes into their house for a second straight year and kind of hits them in the mouth, and they kind of get stunned, and then they lose. But
they got the
block kick.
I'll say this. Either the Raiders or the Chargers are going to trip them up.
In Arrowhead? I know the Raiders did it last year, but that's a different team right now.
And they are rivals. Those are rivalry games. And you know, you can always kind of throw everything out. I was at the Chargers-Chiefs game. It was 17-10. Chiefs could have easily lost that game.
Oh, you could say that about many of the Chiefs.
Yeah, most of the games this year.
I just kind of feel like the division rivalry, that's the thing you kind of...
If they win in Buffalo,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Nance might even bring it up at the end of the broadcast. Where's their next loss? I don't know, Jim.
I'm calling my shot. Christmas, Chiefs, Steelers is for the one seed.
Okay.
I'm calling it now.
Interesting. That one is like tonight on Netflix. You want to go over his house for it?
Come on.
Last chance.
Last chance.
It's not even noon. I got a couple hours to decide. It's not last chance.
Right. You got 7 hours.
Yeah, I got 7 hours.
He's just worried about the traffic behind the airport. That's all.
Listen.
Great show, everybody.
Mike. Great week.
Back to Wrap It on Roku in a moment. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude.
Why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.